Madison Middle School reported 55 fights to the State Department of Education in 2014-2015, one for every 3 days the school was in session. The very next year, that number fell to zero, even though one fight made the news.
Madison Middle School student beaten up so badly by classmates, he had to go to the hospital.
This is from a report on CBS4.
His mother says he has a broken jaw and should have gotten medical attention much sooner.
The drop in reported fights is replicated across the district. Cutler Bay Middle School went from 77 fights to zero. Carroll City High, 58 to zero. North Dade Middle School, 75 fights to a single one.
That's not accurate.
Hortense McGilvery is a foster parent whose daughter is a student at North Dade.
What do you make of that?
Nonsense, because I cannot understand how there could be such a drastic drop in the amount of fights that occur in the school from one year to another when the kids are getting worse.
McGilvery didn't want to use her child's name, but her daughter says fights are a constant on North Dade's campus. We spoke in May.
Monday we had two fights after school. Today we had three. I don't know about the rest of the week.
It will be a while before we know what fights looked like this past school year statewide. In 2015-2016, the district reported 311 fights to the state. The year before that, it reported more than 5,000. In an email to WLRN, district spokeswoman Daisy Gonzalez-Diego wrote that the reason for the big decline in fights is that the district had been reporting all fights to the state when they didn't need to. The district declined to make anyone available for an interview on this story, but responded to questions in writing. 2 years ago, the district started differentiating between minor and major fights. If a fight stops when an adult says knock it off, that's a minor fight. Those don't get reported publicly. If it takes an adult getting physically involved, or if somebody's hurt, that's a major fight that would have to get reported to the state.
Historically, in my 28 years, a fight is a fight is a fight.
School board member Steve Gallen is a former teacher and school principal, and he says he doesn't remember many fights that adults could break up just by telling students to stop.
In my experience, a physical exchange requires physical intervention.
Statewide, the number of reported fights dropped by more than 2,000 last year. Miami-Dade accounted for that entire drop more than twice over. Board member Steve Gallen.
It doesn't run consistent with what's happening across the state. When you look at Broward County, Palm Beach County, I think I looked at Duval County, I looked at Orange County. I think it is something that, quite frankly, raises more questions than it does provide answers.
What are some of the questions on your mind?
Does this data reflect the reality of what's happening in the schools?
Students say it doesn't. Starlin Lopez was in seventh grade at Georgia Jones Ayers Middle School last year when the school reported zero major fights to the state.
That's a lie. There's a lot of fights.
In the new reporting scheme, the public won't know how many minor fights there were, even though minor fights account for the vast majority of fights on school grounds, according to the district. Broward and Palm Beach school districts don't differentiate between the kind of fights reported to the state. Even though Miami-Dade is a much larger school district, state data shows it had 1/6 as many fights as Palm Beach and 1/9 as many as Broward. Max Eden researches education policy at the Manhattan Institute.
If the state-level data that's processed through the districts all of a sudden goes dark, not only does the state not know, can the parents not find out, but it seems extremely likely that the district itself doesn't know what's going on in these schools.
Florida law requires principals to make sure discipline data reported to the state is accurate. The Department of Education reviews the data and flags numbers that seem out of whack, but it's pretty basic. A spokeswoman said schools don't face penalties for violating the law. And Eden says even if state education agencies don't have the resources for thorough oversight, it's still important for the state to have good data. In Miami-Dade, Eden says,
we just went from knowing to having no idea whatsoever.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll hear about another big piece of school discipline data that has changed dramatically in Miami-Dade. Suspensions. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.